Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Hidden Hearing. Hearing problems? We've been tuning people in for over 30 years. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Pat O'Connell. Pat, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you doing?
Are you putting this down to Brexit?
Well, I don't know what you put it down to, Joe. Is it Brexit or is it just pure stupidity?
Well, what's happened?
I have no idea. I came across £300 sterling this morning that I hadn't realised I had because it was left over from holidays.
Okay.
My wife and I were on holidays after Christmas, so nice little surprise to realise I still had £300 sterling. And I decided, let's bring that back to euro. Mm-hmm. Now, before we went on holidays, I went to our local post office because he's trying to keep your business local, and got some sterling there before we went on holidays. So I took me 300 sterling back down to the post office this morning, to my local post office, and my postmistress told me that she was sorry she couldn't take it back, that it wasn't within her brief to do so, that I'd have to go to a bigger post office.
Mm-hmm.
So she told me to go to the next one, the one nearest us, which would be in Kilrush, which would be a sub-post office.
Okay.
Kilrush is probably the second biggest town in the county. So I went in there anyway with me £200 sterling, and when I got to the counter there, I was told, sorry, we can't buy back sterling, we can only sell it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you try the bank or the credit union, but it was too early in the morning to try the bank at that stage, so went up to the local credit union that was there. This was around 9:30 to 10:30. So I went to the credit union there and told them I had £300 sterling, to know could I bring it back to euro, and was asked there, do you have an account here?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I don't, but my wife has an account here. And I was told, sorry, no, can't cash it for you.
No one will take your sterling. Where did you try next?
No, nobody will take it. So I waited anyhow, Joe, for the banks to open, and I went across to the Allied Irish banks.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, the girl at the counter I knew quite well. I knew her by name. She knew me by name.
And remember, AIB, their motto was, we're backing brave. So you're being brave, it seems, with your toxic sterling. What did AIB say?
Exactly. So I was asked, do you have an account here? I said, no, I don't have. And I was like, sorry, we can't change it for you here. So that was outlet number four that couldn't change 300 sterling back to euro. So I had only one option left, and that was down to the Bank of Ireland.
Yes.
Now, when I went in there, it was like going into... words fail me. All that was inside the door there was machinery.
That's
and
right.
People standing at these machines. So I noticed a little corridor towards the back of the building,
mm-hmm.
and I travelled down that little corridor, and behind that there was indeed a cashier.
There was a human. You found human life in the Bank of Ireland.
Yeah. Just one. But even though I found human life there, she was able to tell me that she would have been able to get it, but the systems were down. So the technology had broken down. So five outlets this morning in one, well, four outlets in one small town. And one local post office, and nobody could cash £300 sterling and bring it back to euro for me.
And,
however, if I went to any of those, and I had the €300 in euros, and I looked for sterling, it'd be no problem at all.
But they won't. They don't want the money back. They don't want the sterling back for some reason.
No.
And the only function that the human served, I'm sure it's a very fine person, in that bank branch who went into the Bank of Ireland, the only function that human served was to tell you that all the technology around him or her was gone, broke down, gone, finito, collapsed. Okay, says it all. Says it all. Says it all, Pat. Okay, keep trying. When you do eventually... though it's weakening.
Well, I'm on the way to the airport now to collect my son from... Well, he's coming back from Canada. And I hope when I get into my own bank in Ennis that somebody will meet me there, that it won't be a machine, and that I'll get my little bonus that I found this morning, that I'll get that back in euro.
Okay. Keep going, keep looking for more. Okay, God bless you. That's Pat O'Connor,
right,
County Clare, with 300 in sterling in a few weeks. It might be worth less than €280, the way things are going.